This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed from Hollywood.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's a song from a country girl that I think you'll like. Philosophical type tune. It's a nice idea with it, I think. Harold Arlen and Ira Gershwin wrote this song. It's called It's Mine and It's Yours.
Hurry, 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 and do away with worry, 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 worry. Sometime or other, brother, everybody gets his back to the wall. But simpletons, noodle heads, you're all. If you don't take advantage of my cure-all. Here's the silver moon from the sky up there, and the emerald meadow outdoors. What a wealth of treasure there is to share. It's mine, it's yours. If you'd live a dream, oh, how precious is an imagination that soars. It can make the world we're in hers and his and mine and yours. If you want blue skies about, year in,
year in,
year out, all you'll ever need in the last analysis is this. Try a cheerful song and a valentine and a sense of humor that scores, and you're never in a spin. It's a bright world we're in, and it's mine and yours. Here's a mirror-like lake to go fishing in. Here's the gold at the break of day. Here's a moss-covered well to go wishing in, and stars from the Milky Way. Here's a moonbeam that wants to go peeping in. Here's a lilt that the bluebird shares. Here's a tropical night to go sleeping in. Step up and sample my west. Try a cheerful song and a valentine and a sense of humor that scores, and you're never in a spin. It's a bright world you're in, and it's mine. Got to be yours.
You know, it occurred to me one evening while I was driving home during the so-called rush hour, you know, the hour when traffic is reduced to a crawl, that most of us regard life as a 100-yard dash, perpetually sprinting towards some goal or away from our troubles and perplexities. I suppose it's partly due to the fact that we're so engrossed in mastering the intricacies of our modern civilization that we forget the basic and elementary enjoyments of life around us. What I mean to say is that we should take our foot off the accelerator of our hurried everyday routine. Slow down to an occasional walk. And I mean this literally, since leisurely walking is a performance which can be both highly enjoyable and it can be a sedative to your frazzled nerves. You know, it's getting so that some people won't even walk the short distance from their contour chairs to the TV set to change the channel. In fact, they don't have to lift a toe, since a little anti-ambulatory attachment makes it possible to switch the program by remote control. But the only time you see a person walking in Los Angeles, it seems like, is when some motorist runs out of gas and has to hike it to the nearest filling station. Many people, and I suppose I should include myself, are wary and they shy away from exercise in its more violent forms. However, I am a firm believer and an active disciple of the art of strolling for pleasure. Yes, I am, honestly. Now, according to some of our great naturalists, philosophers such as Wordsworth and Longfellow, Tuckerman and Thoreau, walking is an art. And since each art has a technique, there are certain things which must be considered. One important rule is that a walk should never have an objective or any definite direction. You just start out. You go for a walk. Not going anywhere. No, it takes two to tango. A walk, of course, can be better enjoyed alone. Unless, of course, it's spring and you're walking your baby back home. Of course, that's a moonlight walking. The British, though, as you know, are inveterate walkers and therefore experts on the subject, believe that a walk should never be a premeditated ritual. It's as simple as, well, as just dropping the lawnmower handle, tossing your dish towel over your shoulder, or laying aside your income tax form and passing through the front door into the out-of-doors. But if you start out and carry your worries with you, well, you might as well turn around and go back to whatever you were worrying about. You might as well do your walking indoors, just pace the floor for a while. That's good exercise, I suppose, for the leg muscles, but certainly not good for one's peace of mind. Taking a stroll can just be a wonderful way to regain and recapture all those things which in our everyday lives we never have time to see or experience. Now, you won't have to seek these things out. They'll be all around you. You'll find them in many shapes, sounds, colors, and smells. Things like cloud formations, turning leaves, the birds in flight, reflections on the water, the aroma, the texture of growing things. Well, if there's a woods handy, get out into it. You might have an opportunity to see if you can outguess a fox squirrel as he tries to keep the trunk of a high hickory between you and himself. Of course, you ain't going to win, but you have some laughs. And you might look through a thicket of flowering dogwood, and you might see a deer. A deer might look through the thicket and see you. Out in the country, you'll find that nature isn't so backward when it comes to wide-angle screen and technicolor. You won't find a popcorn stand in a hollow tree, but at the proper time of year, there might be a vine of wild grapes, some blueberry bushes, or a butternut tree, some thimbleberries or huckleberries, handy for the hungry walker. I guess most of us keep our ears shut, I imagine, in self-protection against the sound and the fury of daily commerce and a mechanical age filled with telephones, traffic noises, and, just general bedlam. But when you take a walk, your auditory apparatus will open up and be attentive to happier sounds around you. The rumbling of distant thunder instead of a two-ton truck, the chattering of birds instead of a typewriter, and the sound of a bubbling brook. It doesn't want to annoy you like a dripping faucet. You know, the world is wonderful. Once we get out into it for a stroll, have an uninterrupted and leisurely opportunity to look at it and smell it and get lost in it for a few minutes. Of course, mailmen, foot soldiers, and policemen who must walk a beat day in and day out and who might be listening to this, they're going to think I'm clean off my rocker, but I still say it's wonderful taking a walk. Now, just to show good faith, I think I'll walk over to the piano and join Buddy Cole and the lads in a song. I think I can make it.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while. You're sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets will wear doesn't sell. My little baby, till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing.
scheme of why you're sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things you've always found. For me, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets were worth a dozen shells. Baby, till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything. I can't give you anything but love.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, fellas, too. I'd like to do a song now that I guess had a great deal toward getting me rolling, getting me started in this show business caper, written by Harry Barris and Gordon Clifford. I won't tell you how many years ago, but it's been revived a few times, and I think it always can stand another going over. I surrender, dear.
We've played the game of stay away, but it costs more than I can pay. Without you, I can't make my way. I surrender, dear. I may seem proud, and I may act gay. That's just a pose. I'm not that way, 'cause deep down in my heart I say I surrender, dear. Little mean things we were doing must have been part of the game, lending a spice to the wound. Ah, but I don't care who's to blame. When stars appear and shadows fall, why then you hear my poor heart call to you, my love, my life, my all.
Before saying goodnight, I'd like to just say a word about the wonderful and important work being done by the Boys Clubs of America. We all realize that youth today makes its influence felt long before it reaches the age of 21. Boys Clubs of America go a long way toward making that influence a good one. Their guidance on an everyday, every boy basis can make the difference between a useful and a useless citizen. Developing useful skills, initiative, responsibility, and character, boys' clubs give careful leadership and guidance when and where it counts. Now, this is National Boys' Club Week. Give them your support. Visit a Boys' Club of America and see for yourself. It's the most inclusive club in town. Hope you can listen in again tomorrow night, same time, same place. And thank you very much.
Tune in and Bing Crosby again tomorrow night, transcribed from Hollywood.
Are you working during the week and unable to visit every day with your good friend Arthur Godfrey? Well, every Friday night on CBS Radio, you can enjoy a roundup of Godfrey's daytime shows when the Godfrey Digest comes your way over most of these stations. You'll hear Godfrey and all the little Godfreys. Marion Marlowe, Holly Oakey, Frank Parker, Jeanette Davis, and the rest of the gang. Enjoy the Godfrey Digest Friday nights at the Star's Address. And listen while you work, daytime, on the CBS Radio Network.